From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. When you look at a cloud, you're actually looking at billions of microorganisms. Ever since Darwin found microbes in dust over the Atlantic, they've turned up in ever stranger places. In dust plumes over mountains, in high-altitude snowfields, and in the tops of clouds. This means, of course, they're also in rain. Scientists have identified thousands of species of microbes and fungi living in rain and clouds, able to withstand the harsh temperatures, low oxygen, and punishing radiation of the atmosphere. What we didn't expect is their complex relationship with clouds and rain. Clouds are usually born at high altitude, where it's cold enough for ice crystals to form. To do that, they need a nucleus to form around. Nuclei can be inorganic particles like dust, salt, or ash, or they can be organic particles like microbes. Recently, we've discovered that many cloud-dwelling microbes create proteins that mimic the structure of ice crystals, allowing ice, and therefore clouds, to form at higher temperatures and lower altitudes. As the ice crystals grow and become heavy, they fall through the cloud to become snow, sleet, or rain, carrying the microbes down with them. On Earth, many of these microbes feed on plant populations, which die and dry up, and the microbes are carried by the wind into the atmosphere again. This cycle transports microbes around the world, forms more clouds, and with them, more rain. I'm Scott Tinker, helping to keep science cloud-free.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.